Geek Radio Daily, the Anti-Friday. It starts all over again on July 20th, 2015. Yeah. 'Tis all the geek without the wait. Hello, and how the hell are you? We're the good folks from geekradiodaily.com. They got the Facebook thing, the Twitter thing. I'm sure there's other things.
The website, the
app. There's a website, app. Yeah, we have an app. We have all kinds of stuff. The folks bringing it to you today, well, that there, that's the Flintstress.
That's it! The answer was so simple, I was too smart to see it.
That's how that works. Hi there.
Yep.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be whining. This is my job. I'll just live with it.
Pretty much. That's life. Welcome to
Anti-Friday.
So what? Today's Moon Day. Happy Moon Day, everybody. This is the 46th anniversary of when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the surface of the moon.
Huh. Well, in 1715, the English Riot Act took effect. So if more than 12 people got together, they would read the Riot Act.
Wow.
That's where it comes from.
That's how the mall and teenager law thing
was. Right.
1801, a 1,235-pound cheese ball was pressed at the farm of Elisha Brown Jr., loaded on a horse-driven wagon and presented to President Thomas Jefferson at the White House. Wallace was inconsolable.
In 1858, the first-time admission was charged to a baseball game.
1868, legislation that ordered U.S. tax stamps be placed on all cigarette packs passed.
In 1910, the Christian Endeavor Society of Missouri attempted to ban all motion pictures depicting people kissing one another if they weren't related.
So making out while related was fine?
I don't know if they were making out, but yeah.
1917, the U.S. draft lottery in World War I went into operation. Number 258 was the first number drawn.
Whew. In 1940, Billboard magazine published its first singles record chart with 10 positions. First number one was I'll Never Smile Again by Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra for the week of July 27th, 1940.
1959, Plan 9 from Outer Space that many people call the worst movie ever made, which of course it's not.
It is pretty bad.
It's bad, but it's at least somewhat. It is made with a passion that a lot of horrible movies are not. But that came out today, and thank you, Edward D. Wood Jr., because we'll always love you for that and other things. But that's what did it.
In 1960, the USSR recovered two dogs from space, the first living organisms to return. Now they're in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
1970, the first baby was born on Alcatraz Island.
In 1973, we lost martial arts movie star Bruce Lee today.
In 1976, Viking 1, which launched on August 20th of 75, landed on Mars. It was the first spacecraft ever to reach that planet, at least from Earth.
In 1978, President Carter's drug advisor, Peter Bourne, resigned over a scandal involving improper prescriptions for Quaaludes.
Oops. 1984, Vanessa Williams, Miss America 1984, was asked by pageant officials to resign because of nude photographs of her that turned up in Penthouse magazine. With George Burns on the cover.
Wow. In 1991, Miss Black America contestant Desiree Washington accused boxer Mike Tyson of raping her.
Can't believe Tyson gave that girl
a big history back in the day.
2001, the leaders of Salt Lake City's bid to win the 2002 Winter Olympics were indicted by a federal grand jury for bribery, fraud, and racketeering.
Wow.
So, you know, mobster Mormons. Birthdays?
We have Billy Bruno is 18. That was the little kid Gracie on According to Jim.
John Francis Daly is 30. That's Sam from Freaks and Geeks.
Mike Kennerty is 35. He's the guitarist for the All-American Rejects.
Charlie Cosmo is 37. William on Can't Hardly Wait. Jack Banning in Hook. And of course, yeah. He's 37. And of course, the kid from Dick Tracy.
Oh. And Simon Rex is 41. George from Scary Movies.
And we won't talk about what he's really known for. Josh Holloway, 46. James Sawyer, Ford on Lost.
Reed Diamond is 48. That was Detective Mike Kellerman on Homicide, Life in the Streets.
Dean Winters, 51. Ryan O'Reilly on Oz. Johnny on Rescue Me. Dennison, 30 Rock. That guy is also the guy that plays the Mayhem in the Allstate commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Mayhem, like me, duh.
Chris Cornell is 51, lead singer of Soundgarden.
Okay. Donna Dixon is 58. Sunny on Bosom Buddies. Karen and Spies Like Us. Married to Dan Aykroyd.
Jeff Rawley is 64. That's Amos Diggory in the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Muse Watson is 67. Charles Westmoreland on Prison Break.
Carlos Santana is smooth at 68.
Larry Craig is 70, a U.S. senator from Idaho who was arrested for lewd conduct in the men's room at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport in 2007 and tried to say the signals he allegedly used that he admitted were free speech protected by the First Amendment.
Diana Rigg is 77. That's Emma Peel from The Avengers and lots of other stuff.
Tracy Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, married to James Bond. Sally Ann Howes is 85. That's truly scrumptious in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Lola Albright is 91. Edie Hart on Peter Gunn.
No longer with us, born this date in 1943, Wendy Richard, best known for being Miss Brahms on Are You Being Served?
Yeah. Natalie Wood, born on this day in 1938, actress in a bunch of different early movies. Miracle on 34th Street.
George Llewellyn Davies, 1893. George, along with his brothers, inspired J.M. Barrie's characters in Peter Pan. George Darling is named for him.
Huh. And it would be the birthday of Alexander the Great, born in 356 B.C.
Well, that's just spiffy. See? Spiffy Gray. Okay, fine. What's on you?
Reruns on CBS, but the ABC has a new episode of The Bachelorette, followed by The Whispers.
NBC with the new American Ninja Warrior, and then Jesse Tyler Ferguson is running wild with Bear Grylls.
Yeah. On Fox, you've got a new episode of So You Think You Can Dance.
Top 20, ooh, CW, new Penn & Teller Fool Us, Who's Line, and Cedric's Barber Battle. On Cut my hair, fool.
On ABC Family, we've got The Fosters, Chasing Life, and Becoming Us.
Over on AMC, American Movie Classics, American Gangsters, followed by another episode of The Making of the Mob. I notice a theme there.
On Disney XD, we've got episodes of Pen Zero, Part-Time, and Star vs. the Forces of Evil, all new.
Plus, they're also rerunning Phineas and Ferb, The Last Day of Summer, that you didn't realize was the last episode. Comedy Central, a South Park block, including Succubus, Tree Fitty, and the Goth Kids are bothered by vampires.
I need about Tree Fitty. The Discovery Channel has Street Outlaws Full Throttle, the regular version of Street Outlaws, and then Cuban Chrome.
On Food Network, on Cake Wars.
I have this one.
Super Mario Brothers video games being represented in cake format. It's a celebration for Krista Young from Nintendo's of America on hand to judge the results.
Huh. I like the Food Network. They also have a new episode of Southern Fried Road Trip and Top 5 Ice Cream.
FX is showing Amazing Spider-Man.
FX Movie Channel, Fox Movie Channel, is showing The Watch with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn.
Better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. FXX, The Simpsons, it's the Timmy O'Toole episode and where Bart becomes Burns' heir.
On IFC, we've got movie Green Zone, followed by Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Over on Spike TV for Guys, part 2 of Tut, Turner Classic Movies has Natalie Wood's last film, Brainstorm, but we're watching the Sci-Fi Channel because passengers aboard a cruise ship fight for their lives when a mutated shark goes on a rampage. Danny Trejo and Rob Van Dine star in Two-Headed Shark Attack.
No blasted lettuce today!
You know, of course there's not, because people are still too busy and wiped out from their weekend to actually type things to us, but that's fine. You don't have to. It's just that simple. It occurred to me that I screwed up on the Cake Wars thing. They're doing the Nintendo cakes because that Mario Maker game is coming out where you get to design your own Mario levels.
Oh, cool.
And this is that is for that, so that's going to be interesting because I can't wait to see all the horrific, horrible burn in hell stages that people make just to be evil and vindictive and mean.
Do you remember that time that one of our kids tried to make a stage that you couldn't die?
Yeah, that you couldn't die. And
then
you
I did. Still died.
So if you were planning, you know, evil, crazy, or non-diable stages of Mario Brothers, please let us know. Or anything else that might come to mind. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Your anti-Friday edition going to wrap up soon to get you through this damn day.
I'm Jen, and this is Jason.
And you should be listening to the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. That was a promo.
Promo? You didn't even tell them they could find us on Facebook.
Where? You mean at facebook.com/nerdytome?
Yes, and what about their website?
WordPress.com?
Yes, but you didn't tell them.
Oh, talknerdytomepodcast.wordpress.com?
Exactly. That would be a promo.
Luckily, I was recording.
Were you? Aww.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are. I'm sorry, I didn't turn the microphone up in time for people to hear you just audibly. Okay, yeah.
Sean Marr is super cute and fun and nice.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Every single damned word of it. That's right. Another weekend wrapped up means another time at the movies, and people saw things like...
Well, coming in at number 10 this week was new. This is Mr. Holmes out in theaters. It made about $2.5 million.
Yeah, that Ian McKellen film. That I want to see that. This week's 9, last week 7, Ted 2, Electric Boogaloo, making 2.7, made $77 million in 4 weeks.
Coming in at number 8, we have The Gallows, that scary movie. Wow, allegedly. It dropped like 60% at the box office. Made it, but it put up another $4 million. I don't have $4 million.
Yeah, exactly. This week, 7. Last week, 6. Magic Mike XXL, another $4.5 million, made $58 million in 3 weeks.
Coming in at number 6, we have, I keep saying coming in. Number 6 is Terminator Genesis, that put up another $5.4 million.
This week's 5, last week's 2, Jurassic World, only making $11.4 million this week, but it's made $611 million dollars in 6 weeks.
People wanted to see dinosaurs attack.
They did.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Number 4 this week, last week's number 3, we have Inside Out. They put up another $11.6 million for a total of a little over $306 million.
This week, number 3, new movie Trainwreck, Amy Schumer, no longer naked with C-3PO and R2-D2, making $30.2 million in its first week out.
Well, good. I don't know if that's good or not good, but it sounds like a good number to me. At number 2, we have last week's number 1, Minions, put up another $50 million, almost took number 1 again.
Yep.
But yeah, they've made $217 million.
This week's number 1 is Ant-Man, the least money-making Marvel movie opening since The Incredible Hulk, but hearing lots of great things about it, including the most amazing post-credit scenes ever, making $58 million. It's got a budget of $130 million. We'll see if it's got some legs to stand on.
They didn't get our money, but they will next weekend.
They certainly will.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So something that's been a long time coming is college athletes, NCAA athletes, appearing in video games, but not really, and not getting paid
right.
for it. EA had a long tradition of it, of putting the actual numbers and the statistics and all the stats
for the people.
Made
them kind of look like them, yeah.
Yes, and like if it was a left-handed player, threw left-handed, used the same kind of nicknames that didn't mention the name. Well, there's been a lawsuit brewing for a while. In fact, EA stopped making these games 2 years ago
right.
because of the upcoming lawsuit. Well, turns out U.S. District Judge Claudio Wilkin approved a $60 million settlement for athletes featured in the NCAA video game series. So judges, this is the first time that something has come down really against them on this particular topic. The Wilkin also cited for NCAA in another decision that's being appealed. Athletes have till July 31st to file claims for compensation.
There is money flying through the space, and we have no way to catch it.
Okay.
Well, there's an asteroid headed our way, and it apparently is housing $5.4 trillion worth of platinum inside of it. Platinum, you know, is a very rare
yes.
mineral on Earth.
Yes.
It's super expensive, you know, used for jewelry and all kinds of other high-end things. Well, yeah, there's this asteroid, and it's not going to come close enough for us to, like, be worried about it hitting us.
Right.
But it is going to pass by the Earth, and if only we had a way to get out there and mine it, we could have... We don't
Bruce
have the
Willis
technology.
Doing.
I know, right? So, yeah, we don't have the ability to do it yet. Hopefully, asteroid mining would... You see that in a lot of sci-fi, mining
yeah.
of asteroids.
Need
but, yeah, there's a super rich one flying our way that we can do nothing about.
Well, you know, there's money flying through the Earth that Apple is getting. Transport in London is warning people that use Apple Pay to make sure that you're doing things correctly. Because Apple Pay, which is recently launched for the London Underground to be able to use, as you may know, does not contain any of your actual, you know, credit card information, bank account numbers on the device that Apple Pay is being used. However,
mm-hmm.
Apple Pay has each different device have a unique ID that can be tracked to blah, blah, blah. So what's important is you have different devices with different IDs tied to one bank account. And if you're wearing an Apple Watch and have an iPhone, for instance, and you went through, you got charged twice because two things happened.
Huh.
So Apple's trying to catch that now, and they're trying to warn people don't have all of your devices on. Most customers did not realize that because Apple customers are used to being overcharged.
Well, in another kind of new science-y story, there's a new pacemaker that's in development and in testing phases for the brain that could change the way we treat mental illnesses. You know, electroshock brain therapy psychology doesn't have the best of reputations around. You think of like movies where they just hook people up and shock them and did stuff to their brains, but it's these electrodes that are inserted deep into the brain. It's called deep brain stimulation. But that being said, they've actually had some ability to treat Parkinson's and chronic pain, and it's been adapted to help people suffering from depression. The initial studies, many of the patients reported major reductions in their symptoms. So it's just kind of a cool new potential technology for treating mental illness that affects so many people.
Over in the UK, because I'm just all about that side of the world today, over there it has been determined that 9 months after being legal, it is now once again illegal to rip CDs and DVDs to your own hard drive. A high court ruled last month, against the legislation change that made it legal. It came after a music industry organization challenged the law and said, quote, "It's virtually important that fairness for songwriters, composers, and performers is written into the law. There's no way for a court to enforce this. There's no way for cops to enforce this. And besides, what we're all missing is the biggest thing ever, is that if everyone does obey the law, dozens of people are going to be interrupted." GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and the website at geekradiodaily.com. Or drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn Flintstress Saucy all at geekradiodaily.com. You remember, it's going to get much better. I promise you that. When you see us again, it's one day closer to the weekend.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Peace out, player.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places, my friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent, my friend. Can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?